It was a damp start to the day across much of New York and western New England. A cold front working its way through the region this morning set off those areas of wet weather. The band of steady rain has pushed off to our east, and there's still just a couple of lingering rain and snow showers left behind. But more importantly, we've had some nice breaks of sunshine develop following that area of wet weather this morning, though there is some cooler air lurking to the west, and that will be building in tonight. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the 20s and lower and mid-30s. Most areas will go below freezing, and I will mention that there is a freeze watch up for our southern areas, including the lower Hudson Valley and also portions of interior Connecticut. Much of the region has not reached the growing season yet, but those areas to the south have, and that's the reason why there is a freeze watch to the south. But all of us are under the threat for a freeze tonight, so if you have started your planting already, do be aware that conditions will be near freezing through the overnight hours. We're partly cloudy to mostly clear through the night. We may see some areas of snow showers, especially through the northern mountains, as the night moves along. And moving into tomorrow, high pressure comes in. We're looking at bright sunshine. We'll call it seasonably cool. It'll be probably about 5 degrees or so below what is normal for this time of year, so may have a little bit of a brisk feel to the day, but overall we're looking pretty pleasant with temperatures running tomorrow in the 40s to lower and mid-50s. And the quiet weather goes on right through the end of the work week, so after a couple of very active weeks across our area, it'll be nice to settle into a quiet weather pattern. We'll have cool nights and pleasant days. Thursday looks bright with temperatures running up into the 50s, so a little bit warmer on Thursday, and it's even warmer than that as we wrap up the work week on Friday with high temperatures running right around the 60-degree mark. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, low in the 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cool, high in the 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers in the mountains, low in the 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cool, high in the 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the lower to mid-30s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cool, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s, tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cool, with highs in the lower 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the 50s, and on Friday, mostly sunny, pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.